by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Sound, welcome back to our morning program, morning show. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine, mashallah, azzawajal. We have a new topic today, my dear viewers. What is today's topic? It shall be, I'll just tell you, I'll just give the topic away, my dear viewers, because it's a beautiful topic. And in fact, it's one of those which, for some time, for some weeks, I was speaking about making a better society. And this is one of those topics which, inshallah, just by acting upon this, it will first bring peace to our hearts, then it will bring peace amongst our families, our neighbors, our communities, and inshallah, undoubtedly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it will bring peace to each and every single individual. Peace meaning peace of the heart, my dear viewers. Satisfaction, and this is what we are lacking, being satisfied with what we have. But the topic of the day is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, hubbullah, my dear viewers, loving Allah ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of each and every single thing. Let's first begin by listening to some of his words, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, some of the words or the verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. Ya ayyatuha an-nafs, ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'innah, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. الحمد لله, it is a blessed day, it is the day of Friday, and we have begun by listening to the verses of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, this in itself, my dear viewers, a good action for those that made good intentions. The more intentions they would have made, the more reward they would have gained. Similarly, whilst watching this, you could make good intentions. Now, alhamdulillah, as usual, today we have our guest. Yes, my dear viewers, who is guest? It is none other than our Wasim by inshallah azzawajal, who shall be joining us from London. Now, we also have our daily reminder and a brief hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, which shall be explained also shortly. Now, after listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran, we then move on to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's then move to the Naz. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya حبيب الله سب سے اعلی اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے
Come on.
دے جس نے مردہ دلوں کو دیو میرے عبد ہے وہ جانِ مسیحا ہمارا نبی غم زدوں
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Alhamdulillah Azzurul, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now today's topic is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Why we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what does it mean to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, in terms of, let's begin, what does it mean to love Allah, my dear viewers? Each and every single prophet loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, undoubtedly. And as Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, it said about him that he would also always make this supplication, he would always make dua, and he would always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him love. Subhanallah, and this was his dua, his regular dua. So from this we learn that yes, we should do dua to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do dua and we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah grant us love for you. Ya Allah grant us love for you. Allahumma ameen. Now I was mentioning, what does it mean to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it's mentioned about Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. That Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, he says that, oh Dawood, you know, this is a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, he says that, O Dawood, if you wish to gain love for me, if you wish to love me, O Dawood, then abandon any love you may possess for the world. Subhanallah. This is, you can say, the key, my dear viewers. This is the key. The crux. You know, if you wish to attain love, what do? Very simple. Well, it's not really simple. It's simply mentioned, Allahu Akbar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, O Dawood, if you wish to gain love for me, then O Dawood, abandon any love for the world. Why? For indeed, love for me, meaning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love for the world also, can never come together in one heart. They can never merge, they can never be gathered in one heart, my dear viewers of Allah. Subhanallah, really is Allahu Akbar. Think about it. If you wish to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abandon the love for the world. Now, love for the world is a separate topic, my dear viewers, but just to quickly touch on it, just to quickly give you an idea, you know, we've already spoken about how we shouldn't love the world. And just to give you that example, you know, take the example of a ship, a man in a ship. He is in the middle of the ocean, he is surrounded, completely surrounded by the ocean. He is in his ship, and he gazes. You know, he's looking as far as he can see, there is water. As far as his sight allows him to see. All around him there is water. When he becomes thirsty, You could say he distills the water. So people would carry water with them, or maybe some sort of mechanism to distill the water, because he wouldn't drink sea water when he... So he would take whatever he requires from that water. When he is hungry, he would take fish from the water in order to consume and eat the fish, in order to remain alive. Sustenance, my dear viewers. But one thing he would never do is bring the water itself into the ship and become one with the water. Meaning allow the water of the ocean to enter his ship in abundance. This he would never do. Why? Because, my dear viewers, he knows that if he was to allow the water into his ship, then his ship would sink. He would drown. This is the example, analogy of the world also, where we have our faith, we have our iman, this is the ship. Our deen, our religion is the ship. The water surrounding that individual, the ocean, this is the world. Whatever we require in order to continue with our deen, in order to continue with these temporary lives, these transitory lives, we take from the world. Whatever is needed, we take from the world. You know, we go to our jobs, we do what we need to do, my dear viewers. But we do not, or we should not, allow the world into our hearts. Because when that comes into our hearts, then we will sink, we will drown. Yes, my dear viewers, Abana Chalam. Rather, do not forget that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love for the world, these two things cannot gather in one heart. And it has been stated that salatun, there are three things. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he states that salatun man kunna fihi, there are three things. If these things were to gather in a person's heart, then he says that by means of these bihinna, wajada bihinna halawatul iman, that with these three things he would taste, he would gain the sweetness of iman, my dear viewers. What are these three things? The first one, which is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to Him. He loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now remember, whenever we mention the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no such thing as loving Allah without loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a point I must put across first, my dear viewers. Really, it's not possible for somebody to ever possess the slightest hatred, enmity, animosity towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then expect to have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it's not possible whatsoever. This is not possible. So whenever we talk about love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is that gained? Through love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a separate topic. Coming back to what we were stating, that individual who possesses these three characteristics, he will attain the sweetness of iman. And the first is that he loves Allah and His Messenger more than he loves anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Anything other than them, to love them more than everybody and everything else. This was the first one. The second one was that he loves another man. He loves another person. Another fellow brother, my dear viewers of Madinah Sharon, but only for his love that he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third comes away from love and it states that you possess hatred. You possess hatred for kufr, for disbelief, my dear viewers of Madinah Sharon, the way Allahu Akbar, you would possess hatred, or the way you would dislike to be burnt in the fire of hell, the way you would dislike to be sent to the fire of hell. Now, let's take a look at today's image, we see many views of Madinah, inshallah, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, we see there is a turtle which is upside down. There's a beautiful sky with some clouds, beautiful green, lushing grass. Subhanallah. What does this picture depict? This is your job for today. Let's move to our segment, which is the reminder of the day, and inshallah we shall continue from there. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
As Muslims, we live in this world which is referred to as alamul asbab, the world of means, the world of causes. And we must take these means to survive. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. But at the same time, we must stay within the limits, the boundaries of Sharia. Because if we become overly involved in the world and its affairs, or if something like greed overpowers us, then there will be destruction. In this regard, I would like to mention an account that many mufassireen, many commentators of the Quran have written. And it's in regards to an individual who was known as Bal'am bin Ba'ura. And he was someone who was an abid, a zahid, an ascetic worshipper, who knew Al-Ismul A'zam, the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of which when one supplicates, the dua is accepted. And it's mentioned that while sitting on the earth, he could see the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Now, it so happened that during his time, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam wanted to go to a particular land where he was situated, Bal'am bin Ba'ura, and to take over, to conquer that land, because the people there were oppressive, they were wrongdoers. When those people found out, they went to Bal'am bin Ba'ura and they said, look, Musa alayhi salam is coming and he will remove us from this land, he will take over. So we are requesting that you do dua against him, you supplicate against him, that he is not successful in this mission of his. Bal'am bin Ba'ura replied and said, how can I do so when he has believers amongst his army, he has the angels alayhimus salam as well, and he is a prophet of Allah? How can I even think of doing such a thing? And they were insistent, they kept saying, look, you need to do this, please do this for us. When eventually Bal'am bin Ba'ura said, look, I will do istikhara, I will seek a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether this thing is good or not, whether I should go ahead with it or not. And after seeking istikhara, as expected, the result was, you should not do so. And if you were to do so, you will be destroyed in this world and in the hereafter as well. But again, that qawm, that nation, which is the nation of Bani Israel, they were adamant. They said, look, you have to do this for us. So eventually they bought maal, mata', wealth, a lot of goods, items, expensive items, and they placed it before him and said, look, if you do this for us, then all of this is yours. And this was the turning point. Bal'am bin Ba'ura, he could not resist when he saw that wealth, all those items, luxuries, and in the end he succumbed to their request. And he was on his way to a particular mountain to supplicate against Musa alayhi salam, ma'adallah. The animal that he was riding on continued stopping. And each time it stopped, he would force the animal to go ahead. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's mentioned, gave that animal the power to speak. And the animal said, what are you doing? Woe to you. You are going to supplicate against a prophet of Allah. Each time you try to take me forward, the angels stop me. The angels change my direction. Because of the desire for goods of this world, for wealth, he only had one thing on his mind, that I must go and do that. When he reached that mountain, And he began trying to supplicate against Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that each time Balaam bin Ba'ura said something against Musa alayhi salam, it would go against himself and the people who had instructed him to do so. And when they saw this, they said, what are you doing? We're asking you to supplicate against Musa alayhi salam. You're supplicating against us. And that's when he replied, look, I'm trying to do that, but it's not working. The opposite effect is taking place. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed this individual such that his tongue, which he used to try and supplicate against Musa alayhi salam, began hanging from his mouth and reached his chest. And this stayed like this until he died. His wilaya was removed. Any maqam or rank he had in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was also removed and taken away. And this individual, who just, you know, a few days before, he was accepted in the court of Allah, a waliullah, he had lost everything and he died in a state of kufr, disbelief. So respected viewers, what we must realize is the want and desire for more, and greed especially, this is something that we must always avoid. Great, great people, those who at one stage had great ranks, they were destroyed because of greed. They were destroyed because of wanting more than they required. Then what about us weak individuals? We must work in this world to survive in this world for as long as we're going to live in this world. We're not going to live here eternally. And instead of falling prey to greed, we should work and strive towards our hereafter, which is our eternal abode.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, mashallah. Today's daily reminder, that was our Hafiz Kaleem Madani Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Now you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, today we have a guest coming from, joining us from London. My dear viewers of Manchester, you are all aware as to who he is. It's none other than, mashallah, Abu Basim bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Shabazi?
Alhamdulillah. How are you? You sound a bit tired, Basim bhai.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Wasim bhai, I don't know, have you had a look at today's image, today's picture? And Wasim bhai, have you had a look at today's picture?
Yeah. I have actually looked at the picture, and right. I'm still trying to think what actually it depicts. It's quite interesting one today, and I'm really looking forward to what the viewers of Madani Channel come up with today, because it's really, because normally the pictures you have, they're quite easy to see what the message is in there, and this one is quite an interesting one.
Right, before they show the picture without the speech bubble, but now they've also, you know, got the speech bubble, I'm flying, is what the turtle is saying, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Anyhow, we're seeing by today we have our topic, and today we are speaking about loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What would you say about this?
You've chosen today, Shabazz Bey, that when we talk about the quality, the trait of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I personally believe that this very aspect, this very trait is a very basic and fundamental component that we need to have in our character if we want to excel in spirituality. And this can be seen as the foundation trait for every action of ours. As a foundation a trait, if we want to attain proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we want to refrain from sins, or if we want to better our character whatsoever, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very important. Because why do we obey someone? When is it that we start obeying someone, or we start avoiding those actions that would displease them? It is when we have love for them in our hearts.
Allah. For example,
when we really love our parents, when I say love our parents, I mean I love the way we are meant to love them, not just verbally claiming to love them. But when we really love our parents, then we start respecting them and listening to them, etc., and we ensure that we don't do any such action that would displease them. So this is this element of love that would make us to please the other person in the example I gave you.
Naseem bhai, you brought something to my mind which I read possibly 10 years or so ago. There was a companion, his name was Abdullah, I can't remember which Abdullah for certain this was. Now, he was a messenger of Rasulullah, meaning the Prophet sent him to one particular king or one particular place to invite them to the religion of Islam. Now what this king he did was, he said, look, you've come to invite me to your religion, but rather I will invite you to my religion. You must accept my religion. So he was being forced, my dear viewers, he was being coerced to accept or to denounce the religion of Islam and to accept another religion. That person did not, obviously he did not agree, he did not accept it. So what this king did was, he made many threats. He said, you know, if you do not denounce the religion of Islam, then we will kill such and such person first. So he took one of his people, he killed him. He took another person, he killed him. He took a third person, he killed him. One by one, he killed all of his people, my dear viewers. And he watched as each and every single one of them was being martyred in front of him. And then again the king said to him, now denounce your religion. He says, no, I will not denounce my religion. And the king, you know, it says that slowly his heart began to soften towards this person. He was thinking, wow, look what he has been through. Yeah, he has not denounced his religion. Subhanallah. And then he says, look, if you do not denounce Islam, if you do not accept our religion, then we are going to burn you, we are going to kill you. And that person, he remained firm on Islam, on love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it said that then the king ordered for some sort of cauldron, a huge cauldron of possibly oil to be heated, you know, a huge cauldron of oil, you can say. And this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was tied and he was brought up before being dropped or thrown into this burning, bubbling, burning cauldron, hot, my dear viewers of inshallah. And it said that just at last moment, tears began to flow from his eyes. Now, the king then asked him, he said, I have killed so many of your people. I have done this to you, I have done that to you, I have punished you, I have tortured you, I have put you through so much harm, so much difficulty. All that time, you know, you didn't reciprocate in the slightest of manner. And now I see that there are tears coming from your eyes. What is the reason for this? He says, I just wish I had 1,000 lives, so that I may give each and every single one of them like this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of my channel, now talking about love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jee, Waseem bhai, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we develop love?
A beautiful incident, Shehbaz bhai. In terms of how can we develop love, it is, of course, through associating yourself with those who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who keep guiding you to the right path. And of course, going through the incidents and seerah of our righteous predecessors, through the seerah of Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, through the seerah of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because once you develop this beautiful trait of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when you start becoming beloved to people. Because the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not disobey his parents.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Yarhamukallah. And the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he of course will not be rude to others. He will look after others. He will feed other people. He will look after other people's rights, and he will ensure that he does not commit sins, because the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, he knows even behind the closed doors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. I can never escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this element of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would, inshaAllah azza wa jal, make us a better Muslim, a better individual, a better and prominent individual of the society, where inshaAllah azza wa jal, people will start loving you. Those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, centuries after, people speak about them. And today, we are sitting over here. When you talk about those who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we find the names of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidatuna Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. It's been centuries and centuries, Shabazz, but today we still are sitting down and we are remembering them. Why? Because they are those individuals who truly loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spent their lives in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in serving humanity, in guiding people. Why? Because they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Something's come to mind, just subhanallah, that the reason we don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, you know, previously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and love for the world cannot gather in one heart. Now the reason we don't have that true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is due to having love for the world. And we love the world, but not always do we gain what we wish to gain from the world. You know, there's so many of us, we love wealth, we love money, but how much money do we have? You know, we love things, or we love, you know, whatever it may be, the best of cars, but how many of those do we have? You know, we love palaces, but how many of us live in a palace? So we love the world, my dear viewers of the channel, but yet we don't have much of it. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, we love honor, we love respect, but how much respect do we have? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that if you are to denounce the world, if you are to leave the world, forget about the world, and you are to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the world love you. The people in the world will begin to love you. The animals, the creatures will begin to love you. And this is the greatness about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Wasim, I wouldn't say loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy. No, it's not easy. You know, that's why we have been sent to this world. We don't say it's easy, no. And you know, the deen is not easy. It's not always easy to pray your 5 daily salah. It's not always easy to give your zakat. You know, to perform hajj is not easy. That's why we always do the dua for yasir hali. Ya Allah, I have, you know, put on my ihram. I am in the state of ihram. Ya Allah, make it easy for me. Hajj is not easy, my dear viewers. But which things can you gain with ease? There's nothing, my dear viewers. There is, you know, some sort of hardship. We must go through some sort of hardship. And alhamdulillah, you know, the deen, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't made everything really easy. Well, Usima, what do you say about this? Is it easy to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
From that perspective, if you think about it, of course you can find the element of hardship in it, because you have to overcome your nafs in it.
Exactly.
When you talk about abandoning sins, then obviously there is your nafs that you need to battle. Then obviously it does become that the element of difficulty is over there. But then on the other hand, we find in narrations like the more hardship you find in an action, the higher the reward it will contain on the scale on the day of judgment. And the ones, Shabazz, when you develop this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, there is nothing like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Baqarah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, meaning that, and for the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the shan of believers, that once they have the sweetness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing can, you know, be equal to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. As, you know, nowadays, You beautifully gave the example of comparing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the hardship that we go through to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the materialistic things of this world. But on the other hand, the pious predecessors, what they used to do was they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even without the greed of paradise or hell. They would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. He's our Lord. They didn't even have I wouldn't say greed, but they didn't even have this very inclination of paradise or hell. This is the mindset that they had.
Generally, subhanAllah, you know, they were from the awliya of Allah, were they not overseen by? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states about the awliya that مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That individual who possess hatred for my awliya, for my friends, then I declare war, you know, upon them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes these people. And He says that, you know, initially they are a normal servant, the majority of the times. And they do not gain, or they do not come closer to me than by performing those actions, مَمَفْتَرَتُهُ عَلِيمٌ. From those things which I have made farz upon them. Meaning the obligatory act. If you wish to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first you perform the obligatory acts. As I mentioned, first you perform your salah. You give your zakat properly if it is necessary for you. You perform your hajj properly, Madhivya Zuman Shalom. You learn about the essentials of the deen, of the religion. You fast properly the way you should fast during the month of Ramadan. These are the things which shall bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لا يزال عبدي يتقرب علي. That then He does not stop coming closer to me bin nawafil, but by reciting and by reading the nawafil madhibus of Manshalom, by performing voluntary actions. Hatta uhibbuhu. You know, we are thinking about loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that you do these actions, I will love you. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, kuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bihi wa basarahu alladhi yabsuru bihi. You know that I become the ears by which He listens, the eyes by which He sees, wa yadahu allati yabtushu biha, the hands by which He grasps. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا, the legs by which He walks. إِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْتِيَنَّهُ, if He is to ask anything for me, then I shall grant it to Him. This is the state of those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the awliya. But this is something we can attain, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the verse of the Qur'an, إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Ya Rasulullah, you tell the people. You know that sometimes we claim, we're talking about claiming to love Allah Ta'ala. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattabi'uni, then you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what will the fruit be, my dear viewers? Yuhbibkum Allah. Then you're loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall love you. Allahu Akbar. We are speaking about love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, it comes back to this. If you wish to love Allah, if you wish to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and once you truly do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves you. Anybody you love, you wish them to love you back, Wasim Bhai. Is this not true? You know, if you truly love somebody, you wish for them to love you back. And when they love you back, then you're excited, you're over the world, my dear viewers. How do we attain love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First, by performing the farz, the obligatory actions. By following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By attempting to emulate the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By implementing the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami teaches this. Alhamdulillah, Madani channel teaches you this. And this is why this is a one and only channel which is completely free of sins, my dear viewers of Madani channel. You know, which by watching it, you will not commit any sins, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. really. And this is this channel which each and every single minute it is calling you or teaching you the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, calling you towards the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to abandon sins and to implement good actions. Alhamdulillah, you know, we ourselves are very fortunate, mashallah, Wasim Bhai also, to be a part of this. It's not that we deserve it, it's just subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this blessing. Wasim Bhai, it's a blessing, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this. We don't have very long left, Wasim Bhai. Let's quickly move to our picture. What do you think about the picture?
SubhanAllah. The picture for today, I think it can be depicted in various ways. One of the depictions that I can have is being self-satisfied in your own world. Even you don't have anything, you're not capable of something, but still you're happy in whatever you are, being self-satisfied within your own world. That's what I would look at it as.
SubhanAllah, brilliant interpretation of yours, my dear viewers. Another thing you can take, and this is what our Rise and Shine is all about, our morning show Rise and Shine, this is what it's all about. Keeping your head up. Even a turtle, it can't, you know, raise its head, so then it turns around to be able to see you, as my dear viewers. Meaning, don't become anxious, don't be sad, be happy, inshallah, bring a smile to your face. Rise and shine. That's exactly what he's doing. He's rising, he's stretching out, Wasim Bhai.
This picture has a beautiful message for all of us, that be happy in whatever you have and be self-satisfied. Do strive for more through halal means, but be satisfied, be content in what you have, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you.
SubhanAllah. But if you were of Madani channel, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that individual who recites salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regularly, and the most he will be closest to the beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the Day of Judgment. That's all for now. Continue to watch Madinah, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairah, Wasim Bhai, for joining us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you as usual. Always good to have you. Inshallah azza wa jal, we shall also see Wasim Bhai, inshallah azza wa jal, next time. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.